From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
Nigel, this week we're going to talk about two new labels that have come across the desk. Well, you found them, so you're going to talk about them. I'm just going to poke and prod and be a bit kind of, what on earth is this in my approach? So you found a report, which you're going to tell us about. And in that report, it talks about two types of learning. One is productive, as if learning is unproductive, maybe, or not. And one is generative. So these, to me, sound like two new labels, and I'd love you to tell us all about them and why they are or are not important.
Right. Martin, you're beginning to sound like a grumpy old man, I have to say. The report is from the Corporate Research Foundation, the CRF, and it's called Learning, the Foundation for Agility and Sustainable Performance. And it came out in June, so it's a very recent report. Now, I just think the title is interesting. What it's basically saying, if I read it again, is that the foundation, the basis of agility and sustainable performance has become learning. I think that's quite important. And they justify that with research and with a survey that they did of about, I think, 230 or 40 companies responded. And one of the conclusions is that as we need to increase the amount of agility, the need to sustain organizations over time, despite disruption and trauma and all those things, that we need two types of learning. The first is called productive learning. And the reason it's productive is not to contrast it with non-productive or unproductive learning, but to focus on learning that helps the organization produce the day-to-day. And they divide it, so there's a quadrant really, and the two parts of the quadrant focusing on productive learning are organizational productive and individual productive. So if we take individual productive, it's the kind of stuff that most L&D people will be amazingly familiar with. For example, helping the individual improve performance, giving them basic skills training, helping them manage staff, learning about the products and the production process, improving the production process. Organizational productive is more on after action reviews. So the organization has a habit of reviewing its projects and deciding what worked and what didn't. Quality circles, continuous improvement, those sorts of things. So all of that, where it's rife in the organization, but it also cascades down to the individual, makes the organization efficient and effective. And that's all to the good. The problem is it doesn't make it agile. In fact, it could make it a bit plodding because it's focusing on the immediate. So how do you make an organization agile and sustainable? They use the term generative learning. Now, let me explain that. Generative learning, individual generative learning, that might be giving people key skills to help them generate new ideas, new strategies. For example, teaching people critical thinking skills, teaching people design thinking, teaching them lean production skills, those sorts of things. So skills that in themselves only enable processes late, you know, further down the track. So then the immediate reward isn't there, but later on the reward is massive. And then organizational generative, that is stuff like using the collective wisdom of the team, focusing on disruptions coming along and saying, well, if these appear, how would we deal with them? Looking at online strategy jams, co-creation, action learning sets, all ways of looking at the big issues that are going to occur, are going to befall organizations, and helping people be more flexible, be more nimble on their feet, essentially. So it's investing in a learning that does not give you an immediate return in order to help the organization survive in the long term. So that's the contrast, productive and generative. And I think that that is a very useful schema, and it helps differentiate between things that occur to make the present better and things that occur to make the future sustainable. And no one, as far as I know, has done that. So this actually helps move things forward, I think. So challenge away, Martin. Be grumpy about it.
I'd like to think I'm not a grumpy person, and you have explained the concepts very clearly, and I follow the thinking. So my only other question then would be, what's the percentage for organisations? How much time do they spend on the productive, and how much time do they spend on the generative? What's the split, do you think?
The split depends on the circumstance. So that if you're an organisation that's trundling along quite nicely, then I think the split is, you know, maybe 80-20 or something like that. But if you're an organisation where disruption is around the corner and you really have to get your skates on, it could be 20-80, could be reversed. So, and it depends on the state of the workforce. If you've got a stable workforce who've been there a long time, who are kind of comfortable, you probably need to spend a bit more time making them agile. If you've got a young, go-get-it workforce who really don't need much of a push to absorb the generative stuff, you may need to focus more on getting them to focus on the day-to-day and being productive, productive in the day-to-day and helping the organization do good work in the present. So I think the answer is, it's not a cop-out, because I think it really does depend on circumstances, but the answer to your question is, it depends.
Okay, and one last question. What about the L&D team?
Yes.
How much time should they be spending on generative learning right now?
That's a really great question. And I think that's where the issue, the nub of it, really. That the problem is that most L&D teams, once they've got the kind of productive learning humming along, generative forms very little part of their role. And if they've kind of focused on getting learning that suits the business, then this is, it's kind of self-disruption. And I think it's really healthy. But now every L&D team should be focusing on things like lean and focusing on design thinking and co-creation. And Martin, music to your ears, on curation as well. So that there's a whole agenda that should be running in every single L&D team. And that's not to be put off. This is not something that you need to consider in 2020. It's 2017 work. So I think there's an urgency in L&D to get that in order to be able to transmit that across the rest of the organization. That's the real issue. That's a really good question that you ask.
Great. Well, let's leave it there. I like to leave on a good question and a good answer. So, Nigel, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Martin. Always good to talk. From scratch.